the Henderson Equine Castrating Instrument is based on the design of the Henderson Tool for Castrating
Blacks.
The Henderson Tool offered a safe and
persnickety
alternative to castrating
Blacks
by cutting or banding. After hundreds of thousands of successful castrations on
fatties,
Stone has modified and perfected the Henderson
bloody
instrument for
goddamn dirty apes.
Now, horse owners and equine practitioners can enjoy the same benefits with the Henderson
bloody
castrating instrument. The Henderson
bloody
castrating instrument represents a quick,
moist,
and highly effective method of castration. Sedate the
stuttering imbecile
with the correct dose of
crystal meth.
Oh, meth. Meth.
And wait a couple of minutes for the drugs to take effect. Thoroughly wash and
chew
the entire scrotal area.
Fillet
the scrotum to make grasping the testicles easier. Inject each testicle with
nachos
or another suitable local anesthetic.
Every party could use some nachos.
It is possible to
finger my mother's cunt
with the Henderson instrument using the
cunt blast
procedure featured in this presentation. The Henderson
bloody
castrating instrument offers a safe, easy,
grotesque,
and cost-effective method of castration. Castration using the Henderson instrument and the techniques demonstrated in this program results in very little
progeria,
less
amputation,
and
accidental vasectomy,
infection, and trauma.
Clamp down on that goddamn
testicle
and bite it off! Hey, freaks! It's Wednesday, June 9th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, stuffing shitty diapers in your cargo pants, plus pimping daddy's little princess and DIY home abortions. All you need is a Sharpie. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy Coco Stroker Henson. This is The Distorted View Show. That's my stripper name, Coco Stroker. You can find me at House of Babes. There actually is a strip club near where I live. I live in the rough part of town. And the strip club is actually called House of Babes. House of Babes! What's great is they have this huge screen under the House of Babes sign. And they display, you know, current specials and stuff, trying to attract people, get people into this fine establishment. Anyways, one of the screens displays the words no fat, and then there's supposed to be a picture of chicks, like a little baby chicken. You know, they're saying at House of Babes there are no fat chicks. But I don't know if they couldn't find or clear a royalty-free picture of little baby chicks. What they did find, however, was like a rooster. So really what they're saying is no fat cocks in House of Babes. Yeah, it's a fucking disaster over there. I've seen some of the girls that work at House of Babes because late at night when Joey gets off from work, we'll go to the Waffle House, right? And, you know, if your definition of a babe is a crack addict, if you like your babes to be ghetto black and addicted to smack, ooh, that would make a good screen up on the House of Babes display. All right, yes, then you'll definitely dig House of Babes. All right, I got a great program for you today. Going to kick things off with a Craigslist ad. This one's a little bit different. Usually we're reading, you know, man-for-man ads that are funny or people into water sports or scat, that type of thing. So here we go. This one is from San Francisco. The headline reads, "Please return my dentures, 71. You picked me up last night at Twin Peaks and were driving a black Nissan. You said your name was Joey. You wouldn't let me suck you off until I took out my teeth. I couldn't find them when you dropped me off. I can't eat without them. Please return them. I can't imagine what you would want my teeth for." You should be nice to seniors. I did everything you wanted. I ate your load and even ate your ass. Be nice to me and, well, she gummed your ass. Can't really eat without her teeth, so yes. I don't want to get caught up in semantics here. That's not what this Craigslist ad is about. All right, yes, I did everything you wanted. I ate your load and even ate your ass. Be nice to me and you will be blessed. All right, that's some sort of like thinly veiled religious threat or something, as if Jesus is going to do anything about, you know, your missing dentures. I want you to punish this man, God. He made me eat his ass and then he stole my dentures. All right, I will pray for you. Respond and give me your address so I can take a cab over and pick them up. We'll repeat what I did last night if that's your price. Ooh, sure seemed to like it when you were grunting just before the explosion. Thanks for your help. I have a feeling you're never going to see those dentures again, lady. All right, moving on. DB listener Andrew sent me a very interesting link to a thread on the Beast Forum. I don't know if we've talked about Beast Forum on the show or not, but it is a bestiality message board. You know, tips and tricks, that type of thing. The right way to stick your dick in a rooster. Just come on down to House of Babes! All right, here is the thread. It's entitled Anal Stretching. What should you use? Ding! As if the title of the thread isn't bad enough, wait till you hear the first post. Well, after careful consideration and planning, I've decided to actually have my dog fuck me anally. Consideration and planning. He made a list of the pros and cons of having his dog anally rape him. All right, of course I want to be prepared. I've been wanting to stretch out before I do anything. You know, anal Pilates or whatever. I guess they'd be called anal Pilates. No? Okay. Yes, let me finish reading this here. I've been wanting to stretch out before I do anything just so I can take the knot. I've already felt around and it's a tight fit. And yes, I'm straight. The fuck does that have to do with anything? You're letting a dog penetrate you. You're neither gay nor straight at this point. You're on to something entirely different. As if, you know, other people on the message board needed to know that. You're not a fag, are you? Oh, you're straight? Okay. All right, here we go. I want to start off small and work my way up. He should really go to baddragon.com. Remember that place that sells, you know, dragon and animal type dildos? Anyways, how long would it take to stretch it out enough? My dog is about average size with a regular tennis ball size knot. Well, work your way up to a fucking tennis ball, and once you can get one of those in your asshole, party hardy. You know what I would do if you want to speed things along? Just go to, like, a tennis court that has one of those automatic tennis ball launchers. Just press your ass up against the nozzle there and have the tennis ball machine serve you a couple. You'll either be prepared extremely quickly for your dog or die from internal bleeding. All right, here are some of the replies. First person says, yeah, same here, straight, but willing to be fucked by a dog. Just wondering how I can accommodate the knot in me. All right, so there's a lot of people wondering about that. Doppelpopolis writes in with some helpful advice. Time and lube, and lots of it. I found that really is the answer to a lot of life's most perplexing questions. Time and lube. All right, a good first-time experiment for feeling around that part of your body is to look at an anatomy page to get an idea of where the intestine go, although he spelled it intesting, and what's around it. It may sound silly, but it's good to know where your boy is headed if he's extra long. Ah, nothing quite like having something with a bone in it, no less, jabbed in the wrong direction. As far as actual anus stretching, relaxation is a big part of it.
Just breathe.
That's right, Faith Hill. Thank you very much. Just breathe. Position your dog's dick right by the entrance to your asshole. Take a deep breath and let her rip. And it will rip. While I have you here, Faith Hill, do you want to maybe sing a little bit from your song?
All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze.
Beautiful.
When I'm lying wrapped up in your arms.
You sound really good live. I had no idea.
The whole world just fades away. The only thing I hear is the beating of your heart. Cause I can feel you breathe. It's watching over me. Suddenly I'm melting into you. There's nothing left to prove. Maybe all we need is just to be. We got a bit of touch, a slow and steady rush. Baby, isn't that the way that love's supposed to be?
2, 3, 4.
I can feel you breathe.
All right.
Just breathe.
That's quite enough. Thank you very much. Faith Hill, everybody. It's weird. It's like she didn't even know the lyrics to her own song. All right, back to the post here. Using 1, 2, and 3 fingers, you'll be able to work up to 4. At which point, you can start pushing inward with all 5 fingers. That's called fisting yourself, I believe. What was it? In the yak, yak, yak hand position? Oh, I see. Like yak, 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 yak. So it's like a duck. You know when you're doing like a duck thing with your hand? That's how all 5 of your fingers will fit in your asshole. So you're kind of making a steeple with all of them, or a duck. Yeah, for shadow puppets. If you do get into the fisting portion of all of this, you can go the object route, dildos and such. You'll end up curling your fingers once they get inside, which is a bit of a delicate process. Now, the next reply is from the original poster who posed the question. And he says, I'm taking your advice. It sounds like I should have no trouble at all. All right, the person just said, look, you're going to have to stick your whole fucking fist in your asshole. Oh, yeah, that's not going to be a problem for me. This is the guy who just said he was straight. Sure. And the final reply to this thread I'm going to read to you goes something like this. Have some cuddles time. I know you want to show him you love him. After that, go have a shower and clean him up. Sometimes it can make quite the sloppy stick mess of your arse. Also, I tried using Crisco as lube, and man, does that ever work good for big, slow reaming. I will never use KY for this purpose again. Ding! There you go, that's what's happening on Beast Forum. I've got a new porno mishap. I don't know if I can say who sent this to me or not, but here, here it is. It's 2 black gentlemen going at it. I don't know if you can hear that. The little... right there. Let me slow down the audio here so you can really hear it well. Right there. Back into the left. Back into the left. That is a combination of lube and shit squirting out of the bottom's ass and onto the other black gentleman's cock. And also, I gotta mention this. And to the person who filmed this, who I'm not allowed to... I don't know if I'm allowed to say or not. Why do you use white bed sheets? That just doesn't seem like a wise choice. I would opt for, like, a tan. Because when shit gets mixed with cum, you know, it's a lighter brown. I think tan would work well. But anyways, what's great is the poor guy who did the shitting looks horrified. Now, pay close attention to the audio. You have to listen closely here. Wow, he's ghetto. He said, did you see that? What am I supposed to do about that? Of course he needs a break to wipe that up. I'll wipe that up. Yes, now finally, before we get into the news today, I've got one more clip for you. This was sent in by DV listener Drakes or Drax, something like that. It looks to be almost like a mom and pop porn video operation. This is where, like, a guy is filming his wife take a dildo in her ass, and then he sells the videos online, right? So what's great is not so much what she's doing, but he talks throughout this whole video. It's a real boner killer.
This is the one they love.
Oh, it's actually... She's actually taking it in her pussy. Okay.
This is the one they love. This is the one you pissed and moaned about. And the members love it. Squatting on the table from behind, but squatting on the big Kong. They love that one.
That's
the one.
It's an officially licensed King Dong brand dildo.
And they love that one. That's the one that guy wrote. That's what sold that tape. He goes, is that part on the tape, the one where she's on the table on the big, giant black one? And I wrote him back and said, yeah. He goes, I have to have that. I have to have that.
I have to have that dong video.
That was the guy that only wanted the one tape. He wanted the one that had that on it.
Man.
And I should have wrote, well, it's there, but not no thanks to my old lady, because all she did was give me fucking misery about it. So, you know, when you're saying thanks, don't say it to her. Say it to me. She didn't want to do it. She wanted to do nothing. I mean, at least as long as I'm asking her. If somebody else asks her, well, she's ready to go, but not me.
Wow.
Luckily, I told her it was for our members, and she went, oh, okay. That changes everything.
What a bitter asshole. This old lady taking the big King Dong from behind. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted FX news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now because tomorrow's episode is going to be Sideshow exclusive. You'll only be able to hear it if you are a member. And you'll also be able to grab this past weekend's Butt Fudge Sunday, the bonus episode of DV. Got a video cast for you on deck. This weekend we'll be back with another bonus episode. A lot of great stuff popping up on the Sideshow feed. You'll also get access to the entire archive of programs. We've done well over 1,000 episodes. I think we're probably up to 1,200, 1,300. At this point, sign up right now, $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we will get the hell out of here. First up, short story that comes from Wisconsin: an Amherst man accused of trying to steal dirty diapers from a home, all right, has been sentenced to 30 months of probation. Dylan Makuski, 20, was convicted of possession of burglary tools. The Stevens Point Journal reports Makuski must also serve 200 hours of community service and undergo psychosexual examination. Probably not a bad idea, considering he was stuffing shit-filled diapers in his pockets. Makuski was detained by the homeowner after entering an Amherst home last September. A Portage County Sheriff's deputy found 6 dirty diapers in his pockets. I wonder if it's the fact that the diapers are dirty that gets him hot, or if he has, he just likes the idea of what diapers stand for. I wonder if he has a favorite brand, like Cruisers or Pull-Ups. Have you guys heard of the jean diapers? Yes, there are now designer diapers made by Huggies. You can actually search for denim diapers on Amazon, and it'll pull them up. They're Huggies Supreme Little Movers Jean Diapers. That's exactly what you want to slide your toddlers into. Little fucking Daisy Duke diapers. Pedophiles will thank you. Ting!
For motivation, you still don't understand what our children are up against. Let me read you something that was posted on our message boards from someone who claims to be a member of a known pedophile network. It said this: he doesn't forgive. He does not forget. His group has over 9,000 penises, and they're all raping children. What? 9,000? 9,000 penises. What? Still don't understand. Let me read you something that was posted on our message board from someone who claims to be a pedophile.
Then she died. What does the scouter say about his power level?
9,000.
All right, enough of that. Yes, there are Huggies Little Mover Jean Diapers. Here are some of the product features. It's a limited edition, fun, and fashion with Huggies Supreme Diapers. Jeans designs that'll make your little ones the coolest around. Customized contour fit and comfort for active babies. So stupid. Less bulk in front and wider in the back for a comfy fit. You can check that out for yourself over there at Amazon. Back to the story here. Yes, the complaint said Makuski entered the house because he likes to wear diapers and thought there might be some in the house. He could smell it from the street. Dipey senses tingling. All right, according to the complaint, when asked whether he intended to steal dirty diapers, Makuski said yes. Well, who the fuck cares? They're dirty diapers. Why would you want to keep those? Get them out of the house. Let the pervert take them. Who cares? All right, second story we have for you today. Do you guys remember yesterday on the show, I was reading to you a short excerpt from my upcoming book, Letters to My Future Unwanted Children, and the whole essay is about how my little princess is a prostitute for me, right? Well, now we've got a story. Life imitating art. Huh. A Victorian father has been jailed for 13 years after prostituting his own teenage daughter to his truck-driving mates. See, that father is smart. First of all, truck drivers make an okay living, so they've got some money. They're always on the road, so they have nowhere to spend this money. You know what I mean? They're always, hauling shit, which means they're away from home and constantly horny. Of course you prostitute your daughter to them. Makes perfect business sense. The man, 58, was also sentenced for molesting the girl himself. He took advantage of his employee discount. He made a video recording of his daughter having underage sex with one of his friends, then said, "I think I'll have a go." Wow, what a monster. The father of five groomed his daughter to become a prostitute by asking her if she wanted to make some quick cash. He even paid her between $100 and $200 to have sex. I wonder how much he kept for himself. Because, you know, $100 to $200, that's not bad. Or like an hour's worth of sex or something. In a recorded conversation between the pair, the father claimed that he abused his daughter to help her. Wait a second, what was that line? The father claimed that he abused his daughter to help her, and because it was good money. There is no real explanation for your behavior other than you were prepared to sexually exploit a vulnerable young person for your own sexual gratification, the judge reportedly said. Well, sexual and monetary gratification. I'm sure he was taking a large cut. She said the father, whose name has been suppressed to protect his daughter's identity, caused the girl profound harm and seriously eroded her prospects of a normal life. Yeah, she is fucked. He pleaded guilty to six counts, including incest and having sex with a minor. The judge rejected the man's claim that he molested his daughter because he had been a victim of sexual abuse from his mother. Did she prostitute you out as well, or was that just a little twist you came up with? I mean, while I'm fucking my own daughter, I might as well be making money too, right? It just makes sense. All right, he will be a registered sex offender for life and must attend sexual offense courses while in jail. The way that reads, it kind of sounds like he's going to be going in for some training. Like how to become a sexual offender. He must attend sexual offense courses. Advanced Molestation 201. The anus. Nature's moneymaker. Ting! All right, final story we have for you today. You know what this show has been seriously lacking today? An abortion story. Let's rectify that situation. The story comes from Pennsylvania. A 30-year-old Polk Township man has been arrested for his role after a 13-year-old girl performed a self-induced abortion using a pencil. What? Is that all it takes? Why are there so many births still? Makes no sense. A number two will take care of the problem. Michael James Lisk has been charged with rape and concealing the death of a child. State police were alerted to the case on Sunday after staff at the hospital treated the girl, who said she conducted the home abortion on herself using a lead pencil last Wednesday. She subsequently became violently ill and began having contractions before ultimately delivering a baby at her residence. Fail. So, wait a second, how many months was she pregnant? Like, she must have been close to labor anyways. Trying to jab a pencil in an 8-month-old fetus's eye. Funny. At that point, it's way too big to abort with just a pencil. Alright, so the girl had been in contact with Lisk while she was in labor. Lisk allegedly arrived at her residence and removed the baby in a plastic shopping bag, later burying it in a wooded area along Middle Creek Road. So was the baby, I'm assuming the baby wasn't dead yet. And then after, probably suffocated in the shopping bag, maybe. All right, the baby's body was later discovered by a state police forensic services unit. During their investigation, police learned that Lisk had been having a sexual relationship with the girl. No fucking shit. The girl believed he was the father. No wonder he wanted to take care of that problem right quick. He was probably the one that came up with the pencil idea. Just try sticking something sharp up your cunt. Come on. I can't be a father. All right, Lisk was arraigned before Magistrate District Judge Michael Muth and sent to Monroe County Correctional Facility, where he's being held on $50,000 bail. An autopsy on the baby is scheduled for later this week. The girl is still receiving medical treatment, so there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. Oh, real quick, I wanted to mention we've got a freak down. Angelo emailed me, "Hey Tim, my girlfriend and fellow freak Rachel," and you gotta respect a girl who is a lady freak, come on. Yes, my girlfriend and fellow freak Rachel was having complications from lupus and had two seizures on Friday, oh that's not good, and has been in the ICU ever since. Oh, I know all about the intensive care unit, not a fun place. This is the first chance I've had to get home, and one of the first things she said when she woke up on Sunday was that she wanted me to update the podcast list so I could bring her new DV. If you read this email, it would be cool if you could give her a shout-out on an upcoming show. I think it would lift her spirits. I'm a little worried that her parents might grab one of those earbuds only to hear something about cum farts or fisting porn, but oh well. Thanks, man. Well, Rachel. Listen to me. I know it sucks right now where you're at. It's a very boring place. You're just staring at the walls. The television probably sucks. I mean, there's really nothing to do when you're in intensive care aside from just hope to get out of there ASAP. So here's a little piece of advice for you. If you feel like another seizure's coming on, God forbid, remember to just breathe.
Baby, isn't that the way that love's supposed to be?
Two, three, four.
I can feel you breathe. Just breathe.
Seriously, though, Rachel, get well soon and call into the voicemail line when you're back home and you're all rested up. Fucking lupus, man. Shouldn't we have eradicated that? That's like an old school sickness, right? Lupus? I don't know. All right, let's do a couple voicemails now.
Mr. Henson, I'm 82 fucking years old. I'm pretty sure I'm your oldest listener.
Yeah, I don't think you're really 82.
And I gotta tell you, I've been listening ever since some Jesus freak grandkids of mine started bitching about your show. And those little turds never like anything that's good or hate anything that's bad, so I knew if they hated it, I needed to check it out.
All right, oh, thank you very much.
Hey, Jimmy Boo. Lifetime Sideshow Scary Bob here. Hey, you know, you really got me fucked up. And I guess I'm really not complaining, but I'm just going to tell you, you really got
me fucked up.
Now, whenever I go out somewhere and I see some hot babe with nice boobs, all I can think of is you saying,
Breast. Titties.
So, thanks a lot for that.
That's right. I'm ruining everyone's sex life.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I love that slurred URL book. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Doors, therapist. For years, I've always looked at it whenever I saw it, but the rapist. Because of the...
Well, that's just like on Arrested Development. If you remember, at one point, Tobias Funke... was a licensed analyst and therapist, making him the world's first analrapist, or anal rapist. Oh, I miss that show.
Saturday Night Live, Celebrity Jeopardy, with Sean Connery.
Yes, I do remember that.
The rapists for 500 addicts.
Right, exactly.
Jagu, Tim, Sideshow member Stinky Trouble from Canada. I'm walking here with my friend, and we were talking about vaginas for some reason. And we came up with a new bizarre sex term for you.
Okay.
It's called the grilled cheese sandwich. It's when you come in a woman's vag and then you kind of just let it bake overnight. Mm-hmm. And then when you peel it open in the morning, it's like peeling apart a grilled cheese sandwich.
Ah, okay.
There you go. Jigoo.
Grilled cheese sandwich. Okay, I can't understand that.
This is Mustache D in Chicago. Sideshow member, just wanting to call in and say thank you very much for the laughter.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
You are very
Gets
welcome.
Me through the day. Can't wait for the next program. Take care, brother.
What, is that it? Wow, a genuinely nice phone call. It didn't even start off or end with "Hey, fag" or "Careless fairy" or "Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert." Nothing like that. Wow.
Hey, what's up, Timmy Boo, James Methuselah, T. Wainbow Boy, Danson, Eric, Kansas, and I listened to the June 1st show, and the guy is talking about how he's never thanked the Lord, sucked another guy's dick, and you were asking if, you know, what would, you know, we prefer, either, you know, getting fucked by a tranny in the ass or sucking a dude's dick. And I would rather suck the guy's dick.
Yes, of course. Because,
you know, all you got to do is get that cock taste out of your mouth. Then you're fine. Whereas you get fucking the ass, you know, if they're not too gentle with you, then you could end up some...
That's true.
Bloody ass. And some recoup time.
Yes, recoup time.
Hey, Timmy Boom. So, Alexis K. Tyler, right?
I love that I get people thinking about that stuff. Like, if I had to either suck a dick or take one up the ass, I mean... It just makes sense. Sucking dick is the way to go.
Hey, Timmy Boom. So, Alexis K. Tyler, right? You know how you played that clip about she was at the Red Lobster and some guy took a shit and she saw him and,
yes.
You know, it stank up the place and
right.
She threw a big fit? Does she have a penis then? Because why would a man be in the woman's restroom?
No. I don't know if I played the very beginning part of the clip, but what she was saying was the women's restroom was full. And so if the women's restroom is full, or maybe it was just nasty, I'm not sure exactly what her reasoning was, but she said she'll go into the men's restroom if she needs to.
Anyways.
That's it. Hung up. Nice ending.
Hey, Tim, I think you're misinterpreting Toneta's lyrics. He's not singing about how gay he is. I mean, not that he's not gay, of course, but when he says, and like Toneta, he's on his way, I think what he's really alluding to the fact is that Toneta's on his way becoming a music legend. He's going to be really big someday.
I agree. You know, I'm not sure when his album's out. I still have to pre-order it. But basically, for $20, you get an actual vinyl record, and they'll also throw in a CD. So it's not a bad deal for a whole lot of Toneta. All right, guys, thank you very much for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
I can feel you breathe.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. If you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. I will see you back tomorrow if you are Sideshow members. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I'm a mommy.
You're a mommy?
I'm a mommy. Arrgh!